You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Everyone makes mistakes, but how many of them actually make you money? So if your network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get $300 when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Click the banner to learn more. Verizon, come home to a better network. New device payment activation and port-in required. $300 offer equals $100 bill credit plus $200 trade-in credit applied to smartphone purchase with remaining balance applied as bill credit. Bill credit applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
Free trial.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on the Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. John Lester threw just 31 pitches last night in Pittsburgh before the game was postponed due to rain. The Cubs and Pirates are hoping for better weather today, and Lester's hoping he gets another start sooner rather than later. Manager Joe Maddon stopped by Spiegel & Goff this morning, and he said he's considering moving Lester up in the rotation.
He possibly could. We're going to work on that. I'm going to talk to Boz about that. We're going to try to figure it out. There's guys you don't mind getting extra rest. John only threw 32 pitches. You want to keep him going. He's throwing the ball so well, so you don't want him to get too far away from his 100-pitch effort.
You can hear more from Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Jake Arrieta and J.A. Happ face off at PNC Park tonight at 6:05. White Sox, meanwhile, have lost 4 of their last 5 games and 7 of their last 8 at U.S. Cellular Field. Manager Robert Ventura says part of the problem is that the team's defensive woes have returned.
You know, those things are glaring, especially when you start playing as well as we've been playing defensively, and you have a couple hiccups in there that end up costing you.
Sox and the Rays play Game 2 of a 3-game set tonight. Chris Sale takes on Chris Archer. Pregame with Chris Ronji starts at 6:35. To the NFL, the Bears had the day off in Bourbonnais before resuming practice tomorrow, but plenty going on around the league. The Texans announced that Arian Foster injured his groin in practice yesterday and might need surgery. His season is now in jeopardy. Meanwhile, the Eagles say they're trying to sign quarterback Sam Bradford to a short-term extension. Bradford still has 1 year left on his contract. And in college football, analyst Craig James is suing Fox Sports for religious discrimination, saying he was fired for expressing his views on gay marriage during his Senate run in 2012. And congratulations to the University of Illinois. They've been named the top party school in the nation by the Princeton Review. In fact, the top three party schools were all from the Big Ten, with Iowa coming in at number 2 and the University of Wisconsin rounding out the top 3.
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Ask you wow wow. This Score update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for football coverage. And tune in to Joe Maddon every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel & Goff, brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oski.
This hour of Boars and Bruins is brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. Visit WebbChevroletOakLawn.com today.
Boars and Bernstein at it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
One thing you had to do is Ryan Pace, aside from family, football, and fitness, had to be right. Your start had to be right with this pick.
If Kevin White's a bust, or if he misses a year due to injury, or if all of a sudden, a couple weeks from now, they're saying, we thought we could put it off, but now he's got to go have surgery.
That is not a good start for a team that cannot afford any more of this nonsense.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Remember Chris Williams when you were at camp and you saw the guy walking gingerly?
Couldn't get up the hill.
Like he could not walk up the hill, and then they say, he needs back surgery.
It's like a 100-year-old man.
Well, can't do much more than walk. He said he's not doing on-grass activities.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Mike Kliss.
To me, Fox was a beat writer's dream. He would say nothing to the masses, to the TVs, and, you know, when he's up on the podium. When he's up on the podium, he says nothing. But off to the side, he would kind of give you the ins and outs so you would kind of know how to position things when you wrote it. And so I always appreciated that. I'll say this, he's always been paranoid about the video. The old school coaches, you know, I used to always say, Coach Fox, I've seen your play calling on Sunday. I'm not sure what's such a big secret. I'm able to figure out what you're going to call on second and nine.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
That's Oski.
That's Icky.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 204 Boers and Bernstein, we've been talking a lot about media stuff the last week or so with the Bears' new restrictions and everything going on. I was Mike Kliss, visited with him yesterday, talking about what John Fox is like in Denver. And then I saw this terrific piece written by our next guest today.
Sports Illustrated's Richard Deitch is on Twitter, at Richard Deitch. And now he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Richard, hello.
How are you guys?
We're good, my friend. Thanks for taking time for us today.
Yeah, not a problem. By the way, did I hear that there was like a triple Chris reference there? Chris Sale, Chris Archer.
And Chris Ranji, yes.
And the that's a rare triple Chris update, so I was impressed by that.
You know, I found it interesting that in your piece, you just sort of casually, just to the side, referred to Hard Knocks on HBO as arguably the best reality show in television history.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I had a couple honks coming at me with The Bachelorette and Real World, but HBO absolutely says it's a reality show, and then I would argue you will be hard-pressed to find a better reality show, a quote-unquote better reality show in history than Hard Knocks. If you're like a big Survivor person or The Real World or The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, you can come at me with that stuff, but in terms of drama and everything else, I mean, very hard to me to top Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and over the years, we've seen so many fun things like Brian Billick sitting in front of the mirror. I mean, so much stuff, Richard.
How about Rex Ryan cursing up a storm and then saying, let's go have a snack?
Let's go have a snack. I mean, all of it. And it's just, you know, I often wondered, it's what you wrote today about how it impacts the local media. When, of course, the Bears are never going to do this. They're just not interested, and I don't think they're ever going to do this. So we'll never get to see it firsthand. But how the media, the local media, is impacted by the presence of the Hard Knocks guys.
Yeah, it's interesting. 2 years ago, for the Monday Morning Quarterback, Peter King's site, I went to Cincinnati and spent 2 days with the Hard Knocks crew. And sort of found a couple things. One, they're incredibly good at their job. They're all from NFL Films, or if not working in NFL Films, longtime camera people and operators, like the best of the best. And they're really, really good about not being intrusive to the team or the local media and still doing their job. That said, and when I talked to some of the local people who had gone through this, like Joe Reedy in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Armando Salgaro in Miami, there's a significant advantage that the Hard Knocks crew has. I mean, they get access and they see things that no NFL media person will ever see. And so in terms of being reactive, if you're local media and, you know, that's, let's say this year it's the Texans, and something happens on Hard Knocks, that's a significant story. I mean, you're in scramble mode the second that show airs at 10 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific. So I think it does make the beat people's job a little bit harder. It probably makes them a little more entertaining as well. But I think what it does and what's interesting is it really shows you, interestingly, in a sense of how little access you really have compared to the cameras at Hard Knocks, which have all the access.
Well, and to me, the underlying question remains what the average fan actually wants. And we know that most people are driven by how it affects them individually. It's everything is viewed through this sort of solipsistic lens of what does it do to my fantasy team? Any of this, any information you get on your team is still more about your fantasy team, perhaps, than it is your actual home team. You know, we get this response when we start talking about, well, they shut down this access, or we can't interview this guy, or they're not letting us. Who cares? We don't care. We don't care if we get it from the team website. We don't care. They don't care if it's a sanitized interview with a team employee who's not even an actual member of the media asking a question of the general manager. Most fans actually say
they don't care. And I think that's too bad, because I do think that there needs to be some sort of standard here. But where does Hard Knocks fit in that universe?
Well, here's the one thing I would say. I think they care more than they think, because when there really is news and important news that comes out, fans are interested beyond their fantasy team. And I would say to any of your listeners or anyone else, you ultimately want people who are not financially tied or tethered to an organization to report on them. That doesn't mean I think every reporter is great, but I do think that ultimately you are helped and served as a democracy or as a news consumer by having people who are not financially tied or otherwise to the organization. That's why journalism is important in sports as it is in politics. In terms of Hard Knocks, you know, I mean, ultimately, let's face it, the program is a drama. It's cut and edited in a way for drama, and they have the full backing of the NFL and the team. So they're never really going to, you know, they're only going to go so far in terms of showing you something. They're never going to embarrass the league or embarrass a team. Having talked to the Hard Knocks people over the years, they do let the teams know what's coming. Rarely do the teams